Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Weirs Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis family situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at wvr.org. And now, without further delay, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Well, I have an absolutely beautiful guest with me in the studio today. It is my favorite person besides Jesus. My wife, Susan, is here with me in the studio. We've been married for over 42 years, and we are here because we're celebrating 25 years of caring for children here at Weirs Valley Ranch. Susan, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much.
Susan and I met, we just had a dinner here at the ranch last night, in fact, and some of the kids at our table, students here at the table, said, so tell us how you met. And so I shared the fact that I met Susan the week before she met me. I heard her share a testimony and was so blown away by her obvious passion for Jesus that I wanted to get to know this young lady. And so I introduced myself after the meeting, but the problem is about 50 other people did too. And so I made zero impression. She didn't look at me and say, "He's cute." She just looked at me and said, "Hello," and moved on to the next person. So the next week, I got to meet her again, and we began to get acquainted. And eventually, we went for a hike. And on that hike, I learned something about her that changed my life. I said, "Have you ever felt called by God to do something special with your life?" And you said,
"Yes, I believe God wants me to have a home and school for children someday, preferably in the mountains. And I really have a vision for what he's called me to do."
And I said, "I can really relate to that. In fact, you might enjoy reading the paper I wrote my freshman year in college about the fact I believe God wants me to have a children's home someday."
And I said, "Maybe you would like to read the paper I wrote my freshman year in college about the home and school God wants me to have someday." And I said, "Does yours have a barn in the pasture?"
We started talking, and it was obvious God had given us both the same vision, same burden, and same calling in life. And we are so grateful that God has brought that vision into reality, and that Weirs Valley Ranch has now for 25 years been taking care of children from all over the United States who have a problem in the home that they didn't create. These are not bad kids, delinquent kids, drug addicted kids. Those kids need ministry as well. But this ministry was founded by God to care for kids who are not acting out in those ways, but kids who simply have a problem in the home. It may be that mom has developed cancer and is battling the illness, and it's just brought upheaval in the home, and there's not adequate resources to take care of the child at that time. It may be that dad was killed in a car wreck, and now mom is having to work two jobs in order to support the family. It may be that the parent went to prison for selling drugs. I mean, it's all kinds of circumstances. Irresponsible parents and very wonderful, conscientious parents. Either kind can end up with a child who has a problem they didn't create. We have some children here who have been cared for by grandparents who stepped in to fill the void. And now grandpa has got leukemia, or grandma just had a stroke, and as a result, they are no longer in a position to take care of those children. And we're able to step in and provide a place for those children. And folks, if you could meet these kids, I'll give you an example. Last night, we took a picture of the children, and two of the kids couldn't be in the picture because their circumstances are such that they're not allowed to appear in any of the ranch publicity or anything that would show their face, because those kids would be at risk if certain people saw that photo and knew where those children were. I'm telling you, to get to do what we do is a great answer to many, many prayers. And Susan, when you look back across the 25 years, what are some of the lessons that God has impressed on you in ministering to these children?
Well, let me start out by saying that I'm stuck on thinking about the fact that you said we've been married for over 42 years now, and that we've been at the ranch for 25 of those 42 years. Mm-hmm. That means 17 of those years we weren't at the ranch. Mm-hmm. And that 25 years compared to that 17 years is like a moment in time, just an incredible moment in time, because when I picture coming here in 1991, it seems like it happened a couple of months ago.
Yep. We were here for a year before we took our first children.
And that 17 years seems like an eternity. It was in a long, 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 long time. And I just want to mention that because there are people out there right now praying, and God has shown them something He wants them to do, and it hasn't come to pass yet.
Mm-hmm.
But now it feels like life just went by at super speed. Mm-hmm. Because we've been here just day after day. One of the things that you ask what I've learned, one of the realizations I had when I first moved here was that my oldest child, I had three at the time, had just turned 13. And when I moved into our facilities here at the ranch, I realized I'm going to have teenagers living with me for the rest of my life. And having teenagers around you a lot can be very challenging, but if you're investing in them, and in our case, we have the opportunity to pick and choose the kids that we feel we are equipped to help,
mm-hmm.
because we're not taking in juvenile delinquents. We're not mm-hmm. taking in kids who are in a completely rebellious frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking in kids who can't live in their own home. Mm-hmm. And ideally, we've always felt and still do that kids should get to live with a mom and dad who love them and who primarily love each other more than anyone else in the world. Like you started out this conversation today saying, mm-hmm. My favorite person in the whole world, my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it should be with a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be able to lay aside your own prerogatives and focus on the person you're married to.
Mm-hmm.
And I will readily admit that I have not always done that. But God brings conviction into my life, and I'm able to come and say, I'm sorry, that was wrong of me.
Mm-hmm.
Please forgive me. Thank God I'm married to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is so wonderful. He knows how to do these things.
Amen.
And He has miraculously, time and time and time again, shown us that He's real.
Amen.
He's completely real. We can have a thought, verbalize it, and see God do it. Nobody else knows about it, but He'll put it on the heart of one of His other children.
Mm-hmm.
To do things
mm-hmm.
that we never made a request for.
Right.
It's just amazing to watch God at work and to know how real He is, how much He loves His children. And I still have a passion to reach people for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I still think about all the people around the world that have never heard the gospel.
Yes.
And the good news, I guess one of the things I've learned here is if you keep telling people and you get to preach to them every single day,
yep.
it's amazing how many of the people that have been here working on staff
mm-hmm.
and even some of the kids are mm-hmm. out there on the mission field right now.
Amen.
Sharing the gospel with people. And that is our biggest desire, is not just to give them food and clothes and a peaceful environment to live in, but to give them a way of life.
Yes.
Because they're going to be here after they leave the ranch.
Yes.
And they need to be out there sharing the gospel wherever they happen to live, wherever they happen to be,
mm-hmm.
living an authentic Christian life focused on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If you focus on the Lord, you'll have a great marriage.
Amen.
If your focus is on the Lord, He can provide that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in really difficult circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where peace that passes understanding comes from.
Amen.
You don't understand why you've got peace,
mm-hmm.
but God gives it to you. It comes from the inside.
It's not based on circumstances.
Absolutely not. And we're not going to be in these bodies forever. We're going to be in these bodies for a moment of time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still adjusting to mine. And before I get completely adjusted to it, it's going to be gone.
Amen.
So thank God for how great and awesome He is, how whatever you happen to be doing with your life, whether it's engineering or mm-hmm. cleaning hotel rooms,
mm-hmm.
God has a purpose and a plan, and He will accomplish His purpose and plan through you.
Amen. And so in this place, we've seen some extraordinary answers to prayer, and I believe one of the secrets of this ministry's success is the fact that when we first started, we asked people to commit to pray for us on a regular basis. And many, many people said they would. And over 400 said that they would pray for us daily. And I've been so encouraged across the years by having people come up years after our founding and saying, I want you to know I'm still praying for you every single day.
And that's one of the points that you've made to me, I've made to you, we've discussed it, is how many of those precious, precious saints who said they would pray for us. We were very young at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those precious saints are in heaven now.
Mm-hmm.
They're in heaven. They're gone.
And we need more prayer warriors,
yes,
folks.
How, once you've reached your 60s, do you start reaching the next generations behind you and saying, hey, this could continue. God may have a plan for this to keep going on, to be able to care for children.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't possibly have a better location.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we actually back up to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Our kids can go into the largest biology lab in the world to do their studies.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine that there's another place on the planet that would be a better environment to raise children and focus on the great Creator who made all of this.
Yes.
And point them to Jesus and send them on their way to share the gospel. So therefore, I'm really hoping that the next generation is going to rise up, come alongside us right now, because we're going to be in heaven sometime pretty soon.
Yeah.
And we'd like to see this continue if Jesus doesn't return.
Amen. And again, in order for this to go on, God has to work supernaturally. God
Amen.
Has to provide the finances. God has to provide the personnel. And God has to provide the victory in spiritual warfare. One of the things we've seen again and again across the years is the intensity of the spiritual warfare in this place. Because when you start helping children break free from intergenerational bondage in many, many cases, kids who have grown up in situations where Satan had really had the upper hand, and you see those children come to trust Jesus, and the chains fall off, as it were, and the devil does not like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the spiritual warfare is intense, and we need prayer warriors who will intercede on our behalf, who will pray for the children, pray for the staff, pray for God to display His power, His majesty, and His victory over Satan and demons. We need for the Lord to intervene time and again. And the only way that you see that kind of thing is with prayer.
Amen.
Jesus said, this kind only comes out with prayer.
Amen.
And so we need folks praying for us. And I would encourage you, you may be a child hearing this broadcast and saying, well, what can I do? Let me tell you, God pays special attention to the prayers of children. Why do I say that? Because Jesus said to the disciples, you see to it you don't look down on one of these little ones. Their angels see my Father's face every day. That was a statement that the angels who are attached to those children have special access, if you will, to the Father's throne. And we need children praying for us, young people praying for us, senior citizens, pray for us. Please intercede on our behalf.
We've had some experiences through the years with children who have been here who suddenly had a meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, through the prayers of other people praying for us and us praying, we were able to discern in one case a child who completely broke down, and it was because of the smells.
Mm-hmm.
It was something she was smelling, and it reminded her of the violence she had suffered as a small child.
Mm-hmm.
And it just flooded her with those memories again. It had nothing to do with us. That's the part that's the hardest for me, is realizing I can be in a situation, be engaged in a relationship with this person, and suddenly, and have to realize, have to accept the fact that the problems they're having right now, the things they're dealing with, are completely in the spiritual realm, and they have nothing to do with me. I'm here to pray for them. Mm-hmm. I'm here to love them through this. And sometimes that's hard to do. Because
yep.
you feel like you're being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened on more than one occasion,
mm-hmm.
where I just happened to be in the right place at the right time to be the target. But I realized that it wasn't about me.
Right.
And that's a really hard thing for me to keep a handle on
yep.
sometimes.
Well, I think it's vital that we all be willing to love even when folks don't love us back,
mm-hmm.
to forgive even when folks don't say, I'm sorry. We've got to be willing to love as Jesus loved us. And Jesus didn't love us because we deserved it. He didn't love us because we were basically good. Jesus loved us because of grace.
Mm-hmm.
And the Father forgives us, lavishes his love on us, not because we've done something to turn ourselves around, but he's the one who turns us around. He's the one who takes away the heart of stone, gives us a heart of flesh. He's the one who takes the blinders off our eyes and enables us to see. It is all by grace.
And one of the things that we are able to do here with the children who come to us is to do some prevention. If they really learn the scriptures, if they really embrace Jesus and embrace what the Bible tells them, they don't have to go through what their parents have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to
make
the exact same mistakes that their parents make. It's really tragic when I think about where our culture is right now. We used to have kind of just an understanding amongst ourselves for generations that certain things were wrong and certain things were right.
Mm-hmm.
And people just accepted that. That's completely out the window now.
Yep.
So unless you are daily studying the scriptures and learning what God says, and he is real, what
mm-hmm.
God says just completely bears witness with my spirit,
mm-hmm.
Then you're going to go the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be pulled aside and choose to do the wrong thing. I can't imagine the number of divorces that are going on in this country right now, that they're all legit.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that sometimes it's legitimate. I think Jesus himself said so. But most of the time it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And it breaks my heart that we have to have a place like Weirs Valley Ranch. But
yeah.
we do.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. And in those cases where a divorce is based on infidelity, again, it's because somebody has been unfaithful to their vows. They've broken the covenant of marriage by being sexually immoral. And so the pain and the problems we have in this life ultimately go back to a decision that was made in a beautiful paradise, when people who were not bent toward sin, they were created in innocence, made a choice to listen to a serpent instead of obeying the word of God. And they believed the lie that God wanted to keep them from experiencing a really wonderful life. And they disobeyed what God had plainly said, and they ate the forbidden fruit. And the consequence has been sin and suffering and death from generation to generation. So we're still seeing that today. And unfortunately, if people do not repent, the long-term effects is not just misery in this life, but it is torment for eternity. I'm so grateful that we're able to tell these children that God loves us in spite of our sin, and that he sent Jesus to die on the cross, to take the punishment we deserve, and to give us eternal life for all who trust in him.
I want to say real quickly that some of the people I admire most in the world, and at the age I am right now, I've met several and gotten to work with several of them, are the people who are able to forgive a spouse who was unfaithful to them. The spouse really sincerely repented, but they had grounds for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I would often say to the spouse who had cheated, you need to do whatever it takes, because you realize that if your husband decides to divorce you, you can never remarry as a Christian. Mm-hmm. If you're really a sincere Christian and you cheated on your husband and he decides, I don't want this marriage anymore, he's got grounds. Mm-hmm. He can do it. But if you want your marriage to work, you need to do whatever he asks you to do in order to make it work. Now, I do realize that there are situations where there's violence, there's terrible consequences if you stay in the home with a person who is violent, but there is forgiveness too, and there are cases where it can be worked out.
Mm-hmm. And separation is not the same thing as divorce. The Apostle Paul encourages couples to stay together, but then speaks of separation in some cases. And I believe, for instance, in the case of violence, that that's not grounds for divorce. It is grounds for separation and for an order of protection.
Right.
So in any case, when we go back to what we've seen in dealing with kids here, last time I checked, over half the kids who've come here, and we've had more than 200 children come here, over half of those children have been victims of sexual abuse. And that is one of the things that is a plague in our culture and, frankly, around the world as well. And one of the things that is feeding that in our culture today is pornography. Please understand, folks, if you're listening right now, pornography is not a victimless crime. It is wrong on so many levels. And I want to encourage you, if you're battling with that, if that's a struggle for you, take it seriously, get help, because the fact is, it is like a cancer. It will eat you alive. And it is one of the things that is putting children at risk.
Mm-hmm.
Children who stumble on the pornography end up sometimes victimizing other kids.
And they should not have access to cell phones and computers that give them privacy to go to any site that they would like to see.
Right.
There are adults right now that I know who struggle with pornography, and I have said to them point blank, get rid of your smartphone.
Yeah.
You can get a phone that can make phone calls without pictures on it.
Yes.
So get rid of it.
Yep. Now, folks, you've heard a little bit about the ranch. I hope that you will visit the website, wvr.org. Check out the videos there. We've got not only sermons and that sort of thing that are available for free, but we've got some precious videos of kids and beautiful photography of the campus here. And I just would love for you to know more about what's in this place and have a picture in your own head of what it's like here at the ranch. We'd love for you, if you're over in East Tennessee, one of the most popular tourist destinations in the country. The Great Smoky Mountains National Park is the most visited of all the national parks. We'd love for you to plan a visit to come and see the ranch.
In fact, we have over 400 volunteers per year coming here to do projects for us around the ranch. That's one of the ways that we can afford to do this and live in this fantastic place.
Amen.
Is that there are people who are willing to come and do manual labor here.
Yes.
And it's really nice.
Amen. Well, Susan mentioned that some of our prayer warriors have moved on to heaven. We need you to step up and take their place. That also means that a bunch of our donors are graduating to heaven. And I would sure appreciate it if God would raise up a new army of donors who will come alongside us and be a part of the miracle, providing for us. We take no government funds and we have no debt, because God convicted us at the start of this ministry. He did not want us to accept government funds or any indebtedness. So the only way that we're able to do what we do is as God sends in the funds through the gifts of his people. And I want to encourage you, if you can help us, please do. We get less than 5% of our finances from the families of the children. And that means we need a whole lot of help.
95%, in fact.
Yeah, we need a whole lot of help from the body of Christ. So please, if you're able to help us and God puts it on your heart, please just do whatever he tells you and help us out. God bless you and have a great evening. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments that you want to make, I want to invite our listeners to call 866- 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at wvr.org.